This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is an explosive new report on U.S. President Donald Trump that he directed his former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The overnight account on BuzzFeed described its sources as two federal law enforcement officials. They're quoted as saying Cohen has told special counsel Robert Mueller that Mr. Trump, during his presidential campaign, instructed Cohen to lie about his dealings with Russia. Then-candidate Trump consistently denied doing any private business with Moscow. Mueller has been investigating possible Trump campaign links to Russia for 20 months and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to untrack the probe. At least 21 people have been killed and close to 70 injured in a truck bombing in Colombia. It occurred at a police academy in Bogota, the capital. The driver of the vehicle died in the explosion. Colombia's president says the bombing will not go unpunished. Gavino Garay of Reuters has a report.
The car slammed into the grounds of the training academy in the south of the capital, and the explosion ripped through the surrounding area, damaging apartment buildings. The defense ministry has not said if the casualties were police or civilians. President Iván Duque, who had been attending a security meeting in western Colombia, rushed back to the capital. He described the attack as a terrorist act on police. Colombia ratified a peace accord between the government and FARC rebels in late 2016, but the ELN remains active.
ELN is Colombia's largest armed rebel group. Though there is no claim of responsibility so far, ELN has stepped up its attacks on police since peace talks stalled when the rebels refused the government demand that it free all of its hostages. This is VOA News. A top North Korean official is here in Washington for talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, ahead of an expected second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-chol is said to be carrying a letter from the North Korean leader for Mr. Trump. There are signs he may carry it to the White House himself. Earlier this week, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S.-North Korean dialogue was promising, but conceded that Pyongyang had yet to take concrete steps toward dismantling its nuclear weapons. The president has forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Mike Rossia on the bleak outlook for ending the standoff.
With President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the shots, the partial government shutdown slogs into day 28. The key sticking point remains the president's insistence on funding for his long-promised border wall and Pelosi's determined stance to block it. Caught in the middle are some 800,000 federal workers who are not getting paid. Trump postponed Pelosi's trip with other lawmakers to Afghanistan yesterday and late in the day pulled the plug on the U.S. delegation's trip later this month to an economic forum in Davos, Switzerland. For now, the next vote in the House on a bill to reopen the shuttered portions of the government isn't expected until next week. Mike Rossia, Washington.
With a single deadly blast this week, the Islamic State did more than rattle the calm in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. The terror group also rekindled the debate over its much-talked-about demise since President Trump announced a planned pullout of U.S. forces from Syria. He claimed ISIS had been defeated. Moments after sending a suicide bomber into a patrol of U.S. troops and their Syrian counterparts on Wednesday, four Americans and five U.S.-backed fighters lay dead or dying. But analysts who've been studying the collapse of the self-declared caliphate argue the attack was anything but surprising. For more than a year, U.S. intelligence and defense officials have warned publicly that ISIS was finding ways to adapt to its mounting losses, with enough manpower and resources to remain a serious threat. Amnesty International has described as shameful the decision by several European countries to block NGO migrant rescue ships from docking in their ports. The group says the policy is putting lives in danger, both at sea and in Libya, where most of the asylum seekers set out for Europe. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from London. I'm sorry, we do not have the report. Many European countries, notably Italy, have ended their own rescue missions in the Mediterranean, so NGO vessels have tried to fill the void. A top Amnesty official says there is no mechanism for enabling European governments to share responsibility for the assistance of those asylum seekers. Gene Randall, VOA News.